Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And with me for my guest today is my daughter.
Hello, Mom. It's good to be here.
Shalom. Who are you?
I'm your fruit of the womb, Shelly Brim.
You emphasize that?
Oaks.
That's right. And Shelly, I know that you graduated from college, but you also graduated from Bible school. Where is that Bible school?
That Bible school is in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Right.
The founder is Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin. And I had the privilege of going in 1977 and 1978. And so I'm thankful for that.
Aren't we thankful for that, Shelly? You, when I came, I often tell that story about when I went to 1029 North Utica and was baptized with the Holy Spirit in 1967. Now, you were how old at that time?
Well, that was April, wasn't it?
April 1967.
Okay. I would have been 10 in July. So technically, I was nine
years old. Making Chip how old?
Well, there's 5 years between us. So four.
So he would have been 4 years old. So I started with, you know, this family. I'm a mother, a wife, a mother, Collinsville, Oklahoma. I've got a call of God on my life. And I come in contact with Kenneth E. Hagin, but more importantly, came in contact with the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And as you say it, Mama changed.
You did. It was amazing. In that two-story home where our bedrooms were.
624 South 13th.
Whatever sound was coming out of the kitchen or whatever smell, something could be cooking in the kitchen, would just waft up to the bedroom. And I remember from that point on, after your baptism in the Holy Spirit, you were singing in tongues, and that sound was wafting up to our bedrooms, and we four kids said, Mama's not the same. She's changed.
Mama had changed. Thank God for the baptism and filling of the Holy Spirit. If you don't know anything about that, call Rhema Ministries and order that book by Brother Hagin, Tongues, T-O-N-G-U-E-S, or we have it here. We can get it for you. But I did change. My life changed. Now, I had been called to preach probably before I was born. I knew it when I was about 3 years old, but my denomination did not have women preachers. And so it took my going to work for Kenneth E. Hagin and even editing a book called The Woman Question by him to set me free to obey the Lord. And in working with Brother Hagin and in doing his books, I learned so much about the Bible. I hardly knew anything about it before, even though I was born again at 7 or 8 years old, baptized in the Holy Spirit at 27. I didn't understand the word. I certainly didn't understand about that there. You could be called to the ministry, and that the ministry, there's something called the fivefold ministry. Now, as a Rhema student, what would that be? A Rhema grad, Shelly, do you happen to know what that is?
The fivefold ministry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it begins with the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher.
That's the fivefold ministry. Where is that found?
In Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Verse 11.
So I can remember the time when at Rhema, it was only open to people studying for the ministry. I never did go to Rhema except I went 6 years. I was working for Brother Hagin before Rhema. It was my job to make his teachings into books and into a Word of Faith magazine. And I listened to everything he ever taught at Rhema. So I heard him teach over and over about the fivefold ministry. And I knew I was called to the ministry and that one day I'd be going out into full-time ministry. And I said to the Lord, what am I? Am I an apostle, prophet, a pastor, evangelist, teacher? Or am I in the ministry of helps? I knew, though, it was a fivefold ministry, a pulpit ministry. And the Lord showed me my ministry. And he gave me Acts chapter 26. And this is when Paul was on the road to Damascus. And the Lord defined his ministry to him. And the Lord defined my ministry to me. This, of course, spoke to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But God can take a scripture and have it apply to you.
Oh, yes.
And so he told me, this is your ministry. Verse 16, I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, he said to Paul, but also to Billy Brim, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. And he made me to know early on, a little housewife from Collinsville, Oklahoma, you have the ministry of a witness. Now, I've since learned to him which fivefold offices I stand in. One of them is teacher. One of them is a prophet. And part of the prophetic call is watching Bible prophecy as it comes to pass.
Yes.
And looking at current events and seeing what's happening there. And that also comes under the witness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shelley, you know, your mother, it's amazing. I had Brother Gene Wiseman say to me the other day, your life is amazing. Brother Robert's daughter asked me, David Warren asked me when I was doing a roadshow, have you considered writing the story of your life? It is a very unusual life. And I think God gets such glory from it because I'm so ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since I was, as a child, I was the captive of fear. So God set me free from that spirit of fear, and he sent me to some of the most fearful places in the earth. And we're going to be talking this week and next, at least, and maybe more, about my witness of Russia and God's dealings with Russia. Why have we chosen this? Because Russia is a big-time player in this week's Bible prophecy, right in the middle of the Olympics. Russia invades Georgia, an independent country to its south, which has been independent since it since the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, fell apart. A little little republic, little nation that wants to have freedom and democracy. They're very pro-West. They have named an avenue George Bush Avenue. They were invaded by Russia right during the Olympics, coming down from the north into the south. Russia is making a move south. That move south is prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39. When I read this from Debka File, D-E-B-K-A, Debka File, you can go online and you can watch their up-to-date reports. A big Russian flotilla heads for a Syrian port. Jesus said, if you want to know about when I'm coming, you watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and you watch the other trees, the nations of prophecy. One of those nations, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is Russia. Syria, Isaiah 17, as well as Ezekiel 38 and 39, and we will tie that in. A big Russian flotilla is heading for a Syrian port. As the West awaits Moscow's threatened reprisal for the treaty installing American missile interceptors in Poland, after they moved down from the north into Georgia, the U.S. made a deal with Poland to set up military installations. So immediately, Russia sends a giant flotilla, including a big aircraft carrier, probably more than one, but I see a picture of one here in what I'm looking at. They left Murmansk on August 18 to dock at the Syrian Mediterranean port of Tartus. They are including Russia's biggest missile cruiser and at least, get this folks, four nuclear missile submarines.
Hmm.
At the Black Sea resort of Sochi, Syrian President Bashar Assad told reporters Thursday, August 21st, that he is considering a Russian request to deploy missiles in his country in view of Russian Western tensions over the Georgian conflict. Assad signaled that he would also be representing Tehran, Iran, in his talks with Russian leaders. Assad's arrival coincided with a large visit of a Syrian military delegation to Moscow the day before. So here we have Russia, and we have Syria, and we have them negotiating about putting military installations into Syria. Folks, it is prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that Russia is going to come down from the north into the land that's brought back from the sword into Israel. So I'm going to be telling you my witness of Russia. How it started. I'm going to be telling you in detail. I'm have Shelley here with me. But folks, we started going into the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union. I'll tell you how we did that. When it was hardline KGB, I have run from the KGB. I have a knot in my leg from running from the KGB and tripping over a railroad rail. And oh my goodness, I have seen what it was like when it was closed. And when it was closed and we were going in there, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, a prophetess from Tulsa, prophesied, "Shortly before the Lord Jesus comes, there will be relative freedom to preach the gospel behind the Iron Curtain. It is God's mercy before judgment. Judgment will come. So get your work done and get out of there. The door is closing again." Folks, the door is closing again. I don't often sell a secular novel, but I was so impressed of the Lord lately to read a novel. I didn't know what in the world, and I picked up one and picked up another one. I threw them away after a few pages because there were words in there and scenes I didn't like. And then I was in an airport and I saw that one of the top sellers is a book called Moscow Rules by Daniel Silva. And it is a story of an Israeli agent, an Israeli spy. And the Israeli spy is looking into Russia's selling arms to the Middle East. And it tells you exactly what's happening there right now. It tells you how the hardliners have come back in and how at the back of his book, it's amazing, the writer says, you know, this is just a work of fiction. But then he goes on to say, the FBS is in fact the Internal Security Agency of the Russian Federation. Its multitude of sins have been widely reported. 47 reporters, editors, cameramen, and photographers have been killed in Russia since 1992, making it the third deadliest country in the world in which to practice the craft of journalism after Iraq and Algeria. 14 of those deaths occurred during the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who undertook a systematic crackdown on press freedom and political dissent after coming to power in 1999. Virtually all the murders were contract killings, and few have been solved or prosecuted. This is the subject of his novel. You can get that from any place you can buy a book. Moscow Rules by Daniel Silva. We'll give you a book that is called Zechariah by David Baron, which will point out to you the things that are happening with Syria. And that book is his commentary on Zechariah. You can get it from us. It normally sells for $23. We'll be glad to send it to you for $18 plus shipping. You can write for it, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or call us at 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877. Go on billybrim.org, and you can listen to all these radio broadcasts we're going to be doing and giving my witness of Russia. For I have been allowed by the Spirit of the Living God to have seen and witnessed the things that are happening in Soviet Russia. Shalom, shalom.